dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Step into you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode Tree-fitty. And joining me today, we got Brian.
What's up?
Yay, it's just me and you today. It's just a cool little duo episode, which has been a minute since we had a duo episode. It's always been like me, either you, me, and Alex, or and you, and Mario, and Brian. And yeah, it's just been everybody else. It hasn't just been you and I. But we are here. And we are here to enjoy our time on a lovely Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. You sound so out of it, but it's okay. It's okay.
I'm pretty wiped.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So what has wiped you so far, sir? That was so bad. That was so awful.
I'm just wiped from a really long week of work with another long week to start tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to call the episode The Long Wiping. How about that? Yeah, that's fair. It's just a lot of work. I get it. It's a bit of a hassle. It sucks living a fucking working for a living and not living for a working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. It fucking blows. But we got to do what we got to do, right? Unfortunately.
For sure.
Especially, like, the holidays are pretty much here, so it fucking sucks ass, and I get it. Have you watched anything fun as of late?
I watched a couple of fun things.
Oh, what did you watch, sir? What did you watch?
We'll start with what I just did a straight 8-episode in a row watch through today.
I watched
No Good Deed with Ray Romano, Dennis Leary, Lisa Kudrow.
Mm, okay. How was that?
I was good. It was a dark comedy.
Mm, okay. Were there any good deeds?
Oh, no.
No, that bad.
No good deeds. It's in the title, Steve.
Okay. Is it like an anthology thing, or is it just like a one straight story?
It's one straight story. Okay. It's basically a bit of a murder mystery.
Oh, another one. Okay.
Yeah. So nice. Like, Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow are married, and there was a murder that took place in their house, and they're also trying to sell the house, and it's a whole bunch of crazy shit. And
interesting.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Definitely worth watching.
Okay. What's that on?
Netflix.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Give that a try.
Also on Netflix, I watched Carry On last night.
Oh yeah, you did mention that earlier. How was that?
That was fucking dope.
Nice.
I mean, it was just a really good movie. Like, basically, it's Jason Bateman is the villain in the movie.
Okay.
And Taron Egerton is a TSA guy who he and his wife have to work the dreaded Christmas Eve travel at the airport in LA.
Okay.
And, you know, deal with all that shit. And it was basically like a Die Hard type.
Okay, so it's like a Christmas thriller.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I gotta check that out.
It was good.
Well, very cool. Very cool.
And then also I watched the first episode of Dexter Original Sin.
Ooh.
And it felt very first season Dexter.
Okay. So it gives it a promising feel so far.
It's still too early to tell.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Just a promising feel. Didn't say it was going to be great, but it's a promising feel as far as like, okay, we have like a decent beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I like is that they're diving into, since it's his origin story, it seems like they're diving into all of the original early Dexter kills that we saw very briefly of in the first season when he was a teenager. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, sort of like when Harry was in the hospital and the nurse was killing him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they dive more into that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And so far, the best portrayals of younger actors playing the parts of the cast that we know from the original series. The kid playing Dexter is flat out Michael C. Hall.
Okay.
The actor that's playing Batista is pretty spot on as well, down to the goatee. Yeah.
Fucking A. See, now I need to watch this.
No, yeah, you should. And this is on Prime. It's on Paramount. Or if you have Showtime.
Right, I was just about to say, because it was originally on Showtime.
Yeah.
I think it actually was.
Yeah. And then I think the actor that's playing Masuka, he got that pervy laugh down 100%. And it's like, okay. But no, it's pretty good so far. I mean, it's one episode in. New episodes are every Friday.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm excited to see what goes on, and it actually sets, because remember, we're getting a second season of First Blood,
right?
Or New Blood, because Dexter is not Rambo.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
The second season of Dexter, New Blood, is set up with this series.
Okay.
So, like, it shows you, like, a little clip of what happened and Dexter being carted off in an ambulance and him narrating himself while he's, like, dying.
Ooh.
And it sets up, it's, like, a perfect setup to, how they open the episode of Original Sin. And I also thought what was really cool was that they brought back the original Dexter theme music.
Did they?
Yeah, and the opening is almost shot for shot of the original Dexter intro.
Nice.
But because it's not just him, it's Dexter, Harry, and Deborah all living together, they show like little clips of them. And you know, it's the cinematography shit is just really well done.
Okay.
So
it's an homage to the original, even though we know it's just a prequel to it.
Yes.
Okay. Very fucking cool.
Yeah. I haven't really watched much of anything else because I've been really zonked after.
Oh, yeah, of course.
To work. Yeah. Still playing Batman, trying to get them Riddler trophies.
Yeah. Get them trophies.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it for me. How about you?
Nice. I've been working again also. Last week I did, of course, I mentioned it on the show, I did a couple concerts or whatever. And this week was a pretty relaxing weekend. As far as yesterday, one of my security jobs had a holiday party, which was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It just sucked driving all the way downtown because they had it at the convention center. And the thing about the convention center that it was also like about 3 blocks away from. Hey, Ellie. Ellie's joining us today. She's in the chat right now.
Howdy.
Hey, howdy, homie. So the convention center is like three blocks away from the Amalie Arena.
Okay.
And at Amalie Arena, they were having the big UFC fight.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So it was a bit of a mess to find parking out there, and but it was cool. It wasn't bad, and like it was a good little. It was crowded, but once everybody was inside, for the most part, traffic was clear, so I was able to get in and out without a problem. It was just getting there was a bitch,
right?
But it was cool. The good thing is that like the convention center is literally right by the bay, so it's a great view of Tampa or the Tampa River or whatever, the Riverwalk area, which is really fucking cool. It's channel side. Really cool. If you ever want to come out to Tampa, check out that area. It's really cool. It's real nice. It makes you feel very relaxed because you're in the middle of the city, but you're literally like five blocks from the hood. So it's a great place. But it's definitely cool. I really like that area. It's nice. And then besides that, I've just been working my regular stuff, which is fun, but I've also been watching some shit. The last movie I watched was a fun Christmassy movie. It's a horror Christmas movie, of course. And that was, Rare Exports, A Christmas Story.
Okay.
And this one is basically, it's a Finnish a Christmas horror story in which the Finnish, they all technically, people from Finland, they believe that Santa Claus is not a person that is bringing gifts. What he's really doing is actually taking kids away.
I've heard this.
Yeah. So the lore in Finland is that Santa Claus is actually stealing children, and they build on that lore for this movie, and it's done really, really well. It's definitely worth watching. I watched it on Shudder. It's a really fun watch. I give it like about a 4 out of 5. Give it a 4 because, of course, it's not in English. Yes, they do dub some of it, but a lot of it is subtitled. But technically, don't really need to read the subtitles, but it pretty much speaks for itself as far as the way the story goes.
Right.
It's really fun. It's a really good watch. Definitely check it out. It came out a few years ago, and I'm a fan.
Is it sort of like how like Terrifier, you don't really care about what the people are saying because it's just about Art the Clown being silent and killing?
It's not full on horror like that.
Okay.
It's more like there are horror elements because the Santa that's there is a creepy looking fucking Santa.
Gotcha.
Like, he literally looks like a demon. Like, not fun. Like, I'm like, okay. Not fun. Not a good time. He's not somebody you want to be around. But yeah, it's a fun watch. It's definitely a fun watch. Ellie in the chat says, what did you say? Santa Slay is a required Christmas watch. Okay. I need to check that out. I've never seen it.
I've heard of this movie.
Okay. I'll definitely give it a shot. I'll definitely got to check that out. I always like getting, you know, different things to watch, of course, because I enjoy things. I just watched before we got on here, I was watching the latest episode of Creature Commandos.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I gotta get into that.
It's good. It's real good stuff. Real good stuff. And before I watched that one, I actually watched, I caught up on the Creep Tapes. Oh, it's such a good show. The Creep Tapes are awesome.
Is that based off of the Creep movies?
Yes, it is based off of the Creep movies, and it's basically the stuff that you saw in the closet. That when you opened up the closet, you saw that there were a bunch of tapes in there.
I've never seen any of those movies.
Okay, well, spoiler alert, I guess.
it's fine. They're old, and it's Mark Duplass.
Yeah. Mark Duplass, the man. Yeah.
The lead.
Yeah, exactly. He's fucking awesome. And in the latest episode, which, cause this is coming out every week, in the latest episode, his mom is in it and she has a boyfriend and he went to killing the boyfriend and she knows about it cause she knows that he's a killer. It's fucking awesome. It's fucking insane. It is a really good watch. The creep tapes are awesome. They're on Shudder. It's definitely check it out. It's different because you know what's going to happen in the tapes. The people that are on these tapes, they don't survive. Obviously, right, that's why these tapes are there. But it's just good seeing how he goes about doing the deed, and by the deed I mean killing them. It's fun. It's fun. Oh, and Ellie says Goldberg as Santa Claus. Is that? Yep. Yeah, I fucks with it. I need to check that out now. Goldberg as Santa? Why not? But yeah, I watched that. I watched the other one. There's a couple more things that I watched. Nothing really like stood out like much that much. But it's been fun. It's been fun, especially since like you know we only recorded like 3 days ago for the last episode or so. So hasn't really been a lot going on. But it's okay. It's okay. We will carry on. We will carry on, and we will get into some geek shit. Yay, geek shit, because of course
geek shit.
That's what we do all the time, right? It's two geek sheets. Let's see. Will this one work? This one work?
Yeah. Geek shit.
Yeah. Not eat shit, but geek shit, yes. Yeah. Yeah. We got some shit, of course. We surprisingly got a lot of stuff in the last couple of days.
For sure.
I was a bit surprised that since the last recording until now, we got like a shit ton of stuff. I'm like, okay, a lot of stuff came up.
Yeah, a lot of stuff did.
Of course, we know that you know DC is coming out with a lot of shit. And they pretty much gave us a rundown for the next couple of years. Of course, we know Superman's coming out next year. Obviously, we knew that. They're saying that within the next week they're gonna be putting out the first trailer for it. So should be interesting. And then another big thing, of course, Supergirl. We knew Supergirl was coming, but Supergirl's gonna be coming out in June of next year, of 2026. I'm saying next year because we're already almost in 2025. We're literally like a spit away from 2025.
Exactly.
But yeah, Supergirl's coming out in 2026. And also in 2026, we're supposed to be getting Clayface, which is another cool thing. It's something that we haven't really thought we're going to be getting. But Clayface is going to be in September 11th of 26. So a couple days after my birthday in 26. Clayface is going to be written by somebody that we thoroughly enjoy. Mike Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be produced by Matt Reeves, who has done the Batman and all the other ones. And the Penguin and everything too. So,
and apparently they're not gonna portray Clayface as a villain because it's an origin story,
right? Yeah. So it should be interesting.
It's gonna be that sad tale that happened to what's his face to become Clayface.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that should be. That should be interesting. And from what I read, it was sort of inspired by Batman, the animated series.
Yeah, because Matt Flanagan is a huge fan of the Batman animated series. So I am very, very, very enticed by this. I cannot wait to see what Mike Flanagan does with this. Also, from what I read, that it's only going to be like an $80 million budget, which is absolutely absurd because a lot of these places have been doing a shit ton of money for these movies. $80 million. It's not bad. It's not bad. No. It'll be a really good return on investment on that one.
Sort of like Red One.
Yeah, about that one.
Yeah.
It's already streaming. It's only been out for what? It was only out in theaters for what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah, about.
Yeah, yeah. Fun times.
Biggest movie since Oppenheimer.
Oh yeah. The Rock knows.
Yeah.
And then following Clayface, we're gonna get the Batman, of course, in October of 26.
Which is rumored to be set in like a winter setting.
Yeah, which would be cool. No pun intended. And then we get the dynamic duos with Batman, probably the Little Wayne. Not Little Wayne, but you know.
Yes, Batman and Little Wayne the rapper.
Amelie. Yeah, no. But yeah, we're going to get probably a young Batman and a young Superman, or young Robin and Superman, or Superboy, or whatever. But it should be cool. It should be cool what we're going to get for that. That's not coming out till 28, so it's a long time from now. Yeah, Ellie in the chat says that Batman the Animated theme song is the best. It's always been the best. It's always my thing. And the fact that she has it as her alarm is fucking amazing. It's fucking dope.
That's dope.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so the DC lineup looks pretty cool so far. I'm curious to see where it's going to go. And I'm excited. I'm excited.
Especially because DC has been sort of meh.
It's been a lot of meh. It's been a lot of meh. But they're slowly getting better, especially like after, you know, they got rid of a lot of the stuff. And now that the Joker, the new one, Joker 2, is on Max right now, which I still have no real thing to go watch it. I'll just turn it on. I have no... I'm like, eh, I don't care. Will I watch it eventually? Possibly. Will I watch it when I have nothing else to do? Probably.
I'll find something to do.
Yeah. I'll definitely find something to do. I'll probably find something to do and just leave it on and just not even pay attention to it and be like, oh yeah, that was not bad. Yeah. Yeah, Natalie's right. They need something on the screens. Yeah. Yep. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I want to see what's going to happen. Especially since it's gonna be a few years since we get more stuff, so little by little they'll be doing something good. And something else we mentioned a few weeks ago that they're gonna do another I Know What You Did Last Summer, a continuation of that. And we got the official news that Jennifer Love Hewitt is gonna be in this one, and that's gonna be pretty cool because I haven't seen her in many things since a long time ago.
Yeah, she's sort of been, like, you know, out of Hollywood for a while.
She's been doing, like, TV shows and stuff.
Well, she's been out of the main Hollywood. She's
doing, right. Like, the smaller stuff.
She's doing stuff to get her to still have a job.
Right. So yeah. She can still have that SAG card. Yeah. Still have that SAG card, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but she's been doing stuff, and then the fact that now this is going to be coming out in July 20. Wow, Jesus, my dyslexia is all over the fucking place. July 18th of 2025.
So it's like the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just I Know What You Did Last Summer. It was October of 97. I know that because I worked in the movie theater and had to say. Your movie's in this theater, blah, 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 like on repeat because it was opening night.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, it's been a long time. Jesus.
And yeah, Freddie Prinze is going to be back in this too.
Yeah, man. It's going to be cool. I'm excited. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen with this one. The main reason we found out that she is going to meet it because she I think it was on her Twitter or Instagram or something. She took a selfie, of course, in a mirror, and then it had post-its on the mirror basically saying, I know what you did last summer all over every single one of them. So it's kind of one of those, like, oh yeah, look, ha ha ha, I'll be here. Yeah. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool to see how she's grown as an actress. Granted, we, of course, like I said, I've seen her in a couple of things. She's been in TV stuff. But yeah, I'm curious to see what's going to happen.
Interesting to see how they're still entangled with the shit that happened to them when they were in high school.
Right. And could it just do it like a bit of a flash forward and give it to like fuck around with their kids and shit? Yeah. Kinda like what they did with Scream. Should be interesting.
And you know about speaking of like horror movies that were from the 90s. That are getting a really late sequel you know, we're getting, did we talk about it in the last episode? We're getting another Final Destination.
We spoke about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, where it's going to be, where Bloodlines, and so it'll be all tied to the original.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that we're getting back all these, like, classic 90s style horror films.
Yeah.
You know?
But the good thing about it is that a lot of these writers and directors really care about the original properties, and they're not just shelling out shit.
And this is why Scream 5, 6 have been great.
Right.
You know, and it's interesting to see what's going to happen with 7, considering that the two lead actresses, Jenna Ortega and the one that got fired for speaking her mind, where they're not going to be in it. So, like, that means clearly we're not going to get deep.
It's not going to follow the survivors. That's
The core four is the twin, you know, called them at the.
From what it says, I think they mentioned that Mackenzie Grace is supposed to be in this one.
McKenna Grace and the other and another actress that were both in Ghostbusters.
Yeah. So it should be interesting. It should be cool. Hopefully they do. They don't do anything with the faculty. Faculty is pretty perfect as is. So
leave that movie alone.
Yeah, leave that one alone. We don't need it anymore. It was good enough as is. Hopefully, they don't fuck that shit up.
I know. We don't need a sequel.
No, we don't need another one. It was good as it was. And the fun thing is, like, it actually holds up. Like, I watched it not too long ago, and I'm like, oh, yeah, don't need to redo that one. What else was I? Yeah, and we did actually talk about Idle Hands a couple weeks ago too.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they are working on Idle Hands. It's going to be in a whole new reinvention, I guess you can say, or a remake of it. But yeah, that's happening.
It'll be very interesting.
Yeah. It should be interesting. Something else is going to be interesting. Something that is, of course, is coming out of our youth and shit. Not necessarily our youth, but, you know, our younger days. Malcolm in the Middle. It's been forever since we've even seen Frankie Muniz do anything.
Well, he retired because he had a family and he has, like, some sort of, like, condition.
Right. But isn't he also, like, playing soccer or some shit?
No, he was racing.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Yes, he's racing. Yes. He's doing professional, like, Formula One racing and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we got word that Malcolm in the Middle, they're doing a revival coming for Disney Plus in the next couple of years. And Frankie Muniz is coming back along with Bryan Cranston and Jane Kasmerick. Reprising their roles, and from what they're saying is that it's gonna be four episodes, which is okay. It's not too bad. It's not gonna be overly done. But it's gonna be a revival of Malcolm and his daughters as in the presence of their 40th wedding anniversary. The parents' 40th wedding anniversary. So it should be cool. Will the other kids be in it as well? That's gonna be interesting.
I mean, one of the Masterson kids, not the one that's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the brother that was in.
He was the older brother.
He was the older brother that was in the military school.
Yeah.
And then you had two other brothers, but the kid that played Dewey sort of just, like, stopped acting.
He just disappeared.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done.
And, like, I wonder if we'll get maybe the kid with, you know, the paralyzed kid with the really bad asthma.
Mm-hmm.
The breathing problems.
That'd be great. With the inhaler.
Yeah, like, I wonder who they'll bring back, even for, like, a moment.
Even if, just for a couple minutes, just for, like, a few minutes in an episode. Because it's only four episodes, so it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen. I'm curious to see what's going to do, what they're going to do, and see how this whole plays out. Of course, you know, shenanigans will happen, yeah. Of course, because you can't have a Malcolm in the Middle without fucking shenanigans.
Of course. And, you know, I mean, Bryan Cranston and Frankie Muniz have never lost contact.
Yeah, of course. You know, like, essentially that was like his dad. It was like a TV dad.
He grew up on that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and then, of course, like, there was that whole thing where just recently, Frankie Muniz surprised Bryan Cranston, and sitting next to Bryan Cranston was Aaron Paul doing some Dos Hombres stuff, and Frankie Muniz pretended to play delivery person with the box and totally surprised Bryan Cranston. He's like, "Oh my God." And like gave him a big hug and nice. It was really sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Now I wonder, are we going to get Aaron Paul as a cameo or a guest star on Malcolm in the Middle?
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Cause those guys go everywhere together.
Of course. That'd be pretty dope if they do it. I wouldn't be surprised. But it'd be pretty cool if they do. But yeah, I'm down for it. I'm down for these four episodes. Bring it on. Bring it on. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a thing, obviously. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see when this happens. It's going to be the next few years, obviously. It's not going to be like tomorrow. But yeah, it might even actually come out next year, because why not? Like, shit comes out pretty quick from now.
Every other show gets a revival. Why can't Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah, speaking of another show getting a revival, Prison Break is getting another show. I don't know why, but it's getting a reboot, and it's going to be going on Hulu, which is not going to be on regular TV, which is okay. But it's going to follow the same premise. It's going to take place in the same universe, but it's going to have totally different characters. Granted, because those characters are probably dead by now. But yeah, it should be interesting to see what they're going to do with this show. Because, of course, this was widely acclaimed. People really love this show. And it actually was around for, what, like 6-7 years?
At least 6.
Yeah. It was around for a while. I think I watched like one season of it. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. But I didn't see the reason for it to keep going. But the fact that they're doing another season of it, or a reboot of it, could be interesting. Could be cool. Could be good. Could actually be really good. Because Hulu's been putting out some good shit, so the fact that it's going to be on there is pretty interesting. Will the original characters do, like, a cameo in this? I don't know. Do we really need them to go do a cameo in this? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll just have to wait and see. Some other news. We're fans of Godzilla. And we enjoy the Marvel Universe as well. But in comics, we don't really talk a lot about comics here. But next year, 2025, we'll get Godzilla versus the Marvel Universe. It's going to be a... What were you going to say, Ryan?
I was going to say, that's an odd crossover.
Yeah, it's going to be a six comic crossover. Issues focused on the Fantastic Four, the Hulk, Spider-Man, X-Men, and Thor. So this should be really fucking interesting. Godzilla versus the Fantastic Four. You'll see the Fantastic Four fighting. King Ghidorah, who became the new Herald of Galactus. I'm down for it, dude. This is gonna be so cool. It's gonna be cheesy as fuck, but it's gonna be so cool. It feeds into the Godzilla lore, dude. I'm bringing it into the Marvel universe. Could be really interesting. It could be a dog shit fucking arc, but it could be fun. Like, I'm for the fun. And even if they do this, like, put it out as, like, a fucking... Of course, yes, it is going to be just a short thing. It's going to be a few episodes or whatever. Or a few comics. I want to see it. I want to see where it goes. I want to see how it builds into the comic universe. And essentially see if it builds into the having... No, it's Warner Brothers. I was going to say putting it to the MCU and everything, but no, it's like, that's obviously going to happen because that's Warner Brothers and that's Disney. They don't play together very well.
No.
But it could be interesting. This is going to be fun. It's bringing two different worlds together, and I'm down for it. Because why the fuck not? Why can't we just bring everything together, make everything play nice? It's going to be fun regardless. I'm down for it. Then another thing, we recently saw a Tom and Jerry movie that was, it was decent. It was like a live action hybrid movie, and that was okay. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great. But we just recently got news that they're working on a new Tom and Jerry animated movie starring, of course, Rashida Jones, Will McCormick, and Michael Glover. Michael Glover is working on the script. So this should be cool. Rashida Jones is awesome. She's great at what she does. Will McCormick, I don't know much about him. Do you know anything about Will McCormick? Is he a writer?
I don't know.
Will McCormick is an actor. Oh, I've seen him before. He's been in a few things.
He's a familiar face.
Yeah, like we've seen him before. We've seen him around. He's done stuff. But yeah, this should be kind of interesting. I'm kind of curious to see what they're gonna do with it.
It is great to know that characters like Tom and Jerry live on for future generations.
Right, exactly. We haven't seen Tom and Jerry in forever, and the fact that they just keep pushing something that is loved for ages and ages, and they just keep doing it out. I'm like, oh, we can do it, dude.
Weren't they like from the 50s?
I think before that. Let me look up how long Tom and Jerry's been around. Since the 40s. They were created in the 40s by Hanna-Barbera.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a long time. That's a long fucking time. And they just keep pushing it. So I'm like, I'm curious for it. I want to see what they're going to do. Yeah, Tom and Jerry is a classic. I'm down for it, dude. Like, I've always enjoyed what they've done with Tom and Jerry. Like, it has a warm spot in my heart, you know?
For sure.
So whenever I see anything Tom and Jerry, I'm like, ooh, yeah, give me more. I want to see what these,
endless times being home from school sick, watching Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Just days and days and ages and years. Years of watching these classic Tom and Jerry cartoons. Just like, wow. It just holds up still. It's because it's just fun shenanigans. It's cool shit. And then speaking of shenanigans, of course, we again, going back into classic shit, Warner Brothers. I guess it's the final piece for the week, if we don't have anything else. But we enjoy Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes, of course, has been around forever as well. But we got a teaser, or a teaser trailer for the Looney Tunes movie and the Day the Earth Blew Up. So let's watch a trailer for this, because this looks kind of cool. I'm curious to see what they're gonna do with it. So let's watch.
For generations, you laughed with them, you cried with them, and watched them grow. In 2025, they're coming to the big screen like never before.
Daffy. Oh, sorry.
Ah! your own time, we have to act fast. And there's only one person that can do the job. Daffy Duck. Daffy?
Oh, no, not the duck.
The duck?
That's right. The duck.
You gotta be kidding me. Who greenlit this garbage?
Who's there?
Get it off me! Oh,
is it over?
Okay. This should be interesting.
It looks fun.
It looks fun. Like, I'm down for it. Anything, of course, Looney Tunes. It always does it for me. Will this build into like Thug Dodgers in the 24th and a half century? Probably not. But I could see it going there.
Oh, yeah. Like,
this is cool. Like, I like it. You got... But one question I have to ask is, like, why is Daffy all cheeky? You know what I mean? Like, why is he all over the place with his ass just bouncing and shit? We don't need that. We never needed that. No. We always knew, of course, he's a duck. So... They don't wear pants. So why always wear it? Why? But it should be cool. I'm curious to see what they're gonna do with it. It's gonna be fun. I think it's a bit of a shorter episode today, which is fine.
Which is fine.
We don't always have to go on for hours and hours and hours. Do you have anything else to add, Brian?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. I guess we're pretty much done for this week. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for guys checking us out. Of course, make sure you go check out InnerCityGeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit sometimes, of course. Comics, the World, Manga Time, Anime World. It's all up there. Bryce J Presents stuff will be up there eventually. Of course, you got to find older episodes that are super long compared to this one. I think the last episode we did was twice the length of this one.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so check that out. But you could check us out, of course, all over innercitygeeks.net. You'll find all that stuff there. And then you can find us on the socials at innercitygeeks, on Twitter at innercitygeeks, on Facespace, so facespace.com/innercitygeeks. Where can you find you, sir, Brian?
You could find me on all the socials, too. Check out Bright2J Presents on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, Bright2JPresents.com. Where can we find you?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter and pretty much anywhere at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the hell out of you. Thanks Ellie for being in the chats for today. Greatly appreciate you being around too. But again, thank you guys for listening. Greatly appreciate you always. Every single time you guys are around listening. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.